difficult to go to bed Sunday night. So you'll be starting the next week already in a hole. End quote. She's bringing up the fact that it's really advantageous to have a consistent sleep schedule no matter what day it is. And unless you have a DeLorean, you can't go back in time and undo the mistakes you made when you were trying to live your life sleep deprived. Think about what you're gaining with more money time sleep rather than what you might be missing out on. Much of what we're doing late at night can be done during the day with some smart planning and prioritization. We all have the same 24 hours. It's really about what you do with it that makes all of the difference. Not only do you get added health benefits from getting more money time sleep, but you are also protecting yourself from a whole host of issues that can have you clocking out long before your time. Now, let's get into some specific tips to get that money time sleep your body really deserves. Money time power tip number one. The 10 p.m. recommended bedtime isn't exact with all of the variation in time zones, daylight savings time, how far you are from the equator, the time of year, etc. If we get too neurotic about the exact time to go to sleep, it can get a little ridiculous. To get the highest quality sleep possible, you want to aim for getting to bed within a few hours of it getting dark outside. For most people, this is going to mean somewhere between 9 p.m. and 11 p.m. most of the year. By doing this, you are giving yourself a huge hormonal advantage. During the winter season, humans would naturally be sleeping more and going to bed a little bit earlier. Conversely, during the summer months, when the days are longer, you have a bit of a permission slip to stay up later and enjoy the weather a little bit more. Nature is giving us direct cues on when to sleep. We just need to learn to pay attention to them. Money time power tip number two. To help reset your sleep cycle so that you're actually tired when the optimal bedtime rolls around, make a habit of getting some sunlight as soon as possible when you wake up. This is going to help boost your natural cortisol levels and fully wake up your system. Your body knows what to do, and it will find its natural sleep cycle when you practice good sleep hygiene and follow the tips in this book. Money time power tip number three. If health is your number one priority, then don't work the night shift. If service is your number one priority, and night shift work happens to be a part of that, do everything you can to stack the conditions in your favor by following the rest of the Sleep Smarter strategies. Lots of people who would rather not be working overnight tell themselves that it's something that they have to do, that they don't have any other choice. The reality is that you always have a choice. As soon as you say something is impossible, that's when you close the door to the hundreds of other opportunities that are a lot closer than you think. If you had to get a different job and work normal hours to save the life of someone you love, you'd find a way. You'd always find a way. It's just that we tend to settle and get comfortable in our story unless our backs are against the wall and the pain is bad enough. It's a sad reality that most people, but not you, still continue to forfeit their health and happiness even when the pain is bad enough. It's because they've lost connection with what's most important, which is the fact that we are all the most creative, industrious, resourceful beings on the planet when we want to be. The power lies in our decisions, not our circumstances. Once we realize this, the whole game changes for good. Decide to work at normal hours for your health and happiness, and take action in that direction until you make it happen. Money time power tip number four. This tip may be helpful for those who manage shifts and people in major organizations out there. One of the strategies for our overnight workers, like doctors and firefighters, might be to have a specific intense period of overnight work and then a much longer period of having normal sleep hours. A common practice is for them to work 2 to 3 days a week overnight and then going back to normal. The research in the nurses study found that varying sleep cycles so much during the week was just as harmful over the long term as working overnight for years at a time. A much better approach could be to have 2 months off of a normal sleep cycle where they're working overnight, and then 10 months on the natural sleep schedule where their bodies get to be in sync with their natural circadian clocks. Though this is still not ideal, our bodies are incredibly resilient when they're doing things right. This different format, plus following the other tips in this book, could be the key to improving the health of the people who take care of ours. Money time power tip number 5. During normal sleep at night, your body follows a predictable pattern, moving back and forth between deep, restorative sleep, aka deep sleep, and more alert stages of non-REM sleep and dreaming, which is REM sleep. These stages of REM and non-REM sleep come together to form a complete sleep cycle. Sleep cycles typically last for 90 minutes each and repeat 4 to 6 times per night. So, 6 normal 90-minute sleep cycles would equal 9 total hours of sleep. Even if you get a full night's sleep, you can still wake up feeling groggy if your alarm goes off during the middle of one of your sleep cycles. To make your mornings better and more energetic, start setting your alarm so that it goes off in accordance with these sleep cycles instead of the standard 8 hours of sleep. For example, if you go to sleep at 10 p.m., have your alarm set for 5:30 a.m. for a total of 7.5 hours of sleep. And you'll likely find that you feel more refreshed when you wake up rather than if you set your alarm for 6 a.m. and interrupted another sleep cycle. Alternatively, you can go for an additional sleep cycle if that's what makes you feel best. Again, going to bed at 10 p.m., for example, set your alarm for 7 a.m. to get that 6th full sleep cycle under your belt. And here's a great tip for if you ever find yourself in a pinch and you need to sleep less than normal. Shoot for getting a minimum of 4 sleep cycles in for a total of 6 hours. If you have to stay up until 1 a.m., again, not ideal, but it happens, set your alarm for 7 a.m. and not 7:30 or 8 a.m., and you'll likely find that you feel better when you wake up to start your day. Use these sleep hacks for the forces of good, and your body will pay you big dividends in return. Chapter 7. Fix Your Gut to Fix Your Sleep. The food that you eat can dramatically impact the quality of sleep that you get. Remember, food isn't just food, it's information. And the types of food that you eat, along with the nutrients they contain, or lack thereof, automatically incite processes that determine what your body, health, and sleep will look like. Not only that, the environment in your belly itself can either make or break getting a good night's sleep. So what you're about to learn can really be a game changer for you. As you discovered in Chapter 2, upwards of 95% of your body's serotonin is located in your gut. Serotonin is produced by the enterochromaffin cells in the intestinal mucosa. Once it's released, it activates your system to increase intestinal motility. Serotonin literally helps the ebb and flow of your digestion overall. The obvious sleep connection is that serotonin is the building block for the, quote, get good sleep hormone, melatonin. The not so obvious connection is that serotonin and the health of your digestion can impact your brain and sleep more powerfully than almost anything you can think of. Recently, scientists have uncovered that the human gut is a mass of neural tissue filled with 30 types of neurotransmitters, just like your brain, and found that it does a whole lot more than just help the sandwich you ate make it out the other side. Because of the massive amount of brain-like tissue found in the gut, it has rightfully earned the title of being called the, quote, second brain. Technically known as the enteric nervous system, this second brain consists of around 100 million neurons, more than either the spinal cord or even the peripheral nervous system. Basically, your belly has the smarts to easily do calculus, but instead it's focused on doing so much more. To top it all off, and this is the real kicker, the gut has been found to contain at least 400 times more melatonin than the pineal gland in your brain. Research shows that even after surgical removal of the pineal gland, those levels of melatonin found in the gut remain relatively the same, highlighting how tissues in the gut, in particular the enteroendocrine cells, are extremely effective at producing melatonin themselves. This bona fide sleep hormone can be found in optimal supply in your belly if things are going well. That said, I hope you can start to see that the health of your gut and everything that happens in there will always have a tremendous impact on the quality of your sleep. The vagus nerve has a huge role in bringing this all together. The vagus nerve interfaces with the heart, lungs, and other organs on a pathway straight to the brain. What researchers at UCLA were shocked to find was that about 90% of the fibers in the vagus nerve carry information from the gut to the brain and not the other way around. The environment in your gut and the health of your gut is a primary system calling the shots with your brain function. And this highlights the fact that what happens in Vegas really does not stay in Vegas. Your belly is driving your brain, but who's driving your belly? Researchers at UCLA also discovered that the trillions of bacteria in your gut are continuously communicating with your enteric nervous system, aka your second brain. And researchers from the California Institute of Technology, Caltech, reported that certain bacteria in the gut play an important role in the production of the serotonin that you've been learning about. You have approximately 10 times more bacteria that live in and on your body than you have human cells, and most of them are camping out in your gut. Now, don't be freaked out. This is exactly how it's supposed to be. We've evolved to have a symbiotic relationship with these bacteria. When in natural balance, they help you to regulate your immune system, your digestive system, and even your sleep, as you'll find out. There are bacteria referred to as friendly flora, and these have a tremendous resonance with our health. Then there are unfriendly flora, or opportunistic bacteria, that can cause a lot of damage if things get out of sorts. Yet, even the unfriendly bacteria have a role. Think of the Incredible Hulk in the movie The Avengers. He wasn't exactly a nice guy, though he helped the team to win. But if the world was filled with Incredible Hulks, then things would probably go to hell in a handbasket pretty quickly. It's really the ratio of friendly bacteria to unfriendly bacteria that matters. You want to get the good guys controlling your ship, because if the bad guys take over, they will keep steering you right to the fast food drive-through lane, causing a ruckus and keeping you up at night. A study on what happens to your intestinal flora due to irregular sleep patterns was published in the journal Cell. Researchers discovered that your circadian timing system influences your bacteria balance. Common experiences like jet lag were enough to create bacterial dysbiosis in the gut, which, in turn, leads to metabolic disorders. In the study, researchers analyzed fecal samples from people before, during, and after bouts of jet lag from a 10-hour flight spanning multiple time zones. They found that the jet-lagged participants showed an increase in a type of bacteria known to be more prevalent in people with obesity and diabetes. Then the levels of these microbes dropped back to normal once the travelers got back on a regular sleep cycle. It has been found that your gut bacteria also have a circadian timing system, and there's a virtual changing of the guard that happens every night to help keep the good guys in control of your vessel. If you don't sleep or don't sleep well, then this gives the opportunistic bacteria a chance to take over your gut and thus your brain. Sleep deprivation has been proven, as you'll learn more about in Chapter 13, to lead to poorer food choices and overeating, which both serve to keep the unfriendly bacteria in control. They've got to eat too. Change your food, change your sleep. What we've been referring to with this conversation about good and bad bacteria can be described as your gut microbiome. To aid in normal serotonin production, melatonin secretion, and optimal hormone function overall, you have to make sure that you avoid things that can damage your microbiome and lead to a hostile takeover. Some of the things clinically proven to damage or disorient your gut microbiome are 1. Agricultural chemicals, pesticides, fungicides, rodenticides. The suffix side means to kill, by the way. 2. Processed foods. The excessive sugars are shown to feed pathogenic bacteria. They love that stuff. 3. Haphazard or repeated antibiotic use. Most antibiotics don't care which jersey your bacteria are wearing. They are taking out everybody. 4. Chemical food additives and preservatives. A lot of times, these have no business being in your food. 5. Chlorinated water. Chlorine is a known antibiotic. Though it's an excellent cleaner, even in small amounts, it can damage your bacteria cascade. It's best to get yourself a water filter that removes chlorine if your municipality uses it. You can check out more on getting yourself the ideal water and all of the incredible benefits it will have on your body at themodelhealthshow.com/water. These are several of the main concerns that can lead to gut dysbiosis, but there are other issues as well. Many of the things we've accepted as normal in our society are anything but. We have to take our blinders off and see that the consumption of man-made, processed foods is doing a number on our brain-body connection and damaging our health overall. For example, on a popular episode of my podcast, New York Times bestselling author Sarah Gottfried, MD, shared her insights on how things like diet soda can wreak havoc on our gut microbiome. Soda is highly processed and bad enough for you as it is, but she said, quote, "Diet soda may be even worse for you than regular soda in terms of what it does to your microbiome and metabolism. It can break your metabolism," end quote. Many people are realizing that just because something has the word diet slapped on it doesn't mean that it's good for you. We still have a long way to go in making real, sustainable health information the norm, but no longer falling for marketing catchwords is a huge victory in this mission. As you can see, it's not just about putting in the good stuff for your sleep and health. It's avoiding the not-so-good stuff that can help ensure that the right things will actually work. So now let's look at some of the important foods and nutrients that your body and bacteria will love to help you to get the best sleep possible. Eat more good sleep nutrients. When it comes to getting the nutrients you need to keep your body and sleep healthy, remember this. Food first. Of course, there are occasions to strategically add in some smart supplementation, as we'll talk about in depth in chapter 17, and something special at the end of this chapter as well, to help fill in the nutritional gaps and get things back in line from what can sometimes be a lifetime of deficiency. The reason food is so paramount to getting these nutrients in is that your body has evolved to recognize these nutrients that it can extract from whole foods. There's no guarantee that your body is going to readily assimilate the vitamin C from a supplement just because the pill bottle says that it's there. Your cells and those bacteria in your gut that we've been talking about are more likely to play nicely with real food that it has evolved eating in one form or another since the beginning of time than the fancy pants supplement that was made by Cousin Vinny at the lab last week. Here are some of the important good sleep nutrients you need to ensure you're getting on a regular basis and the best foods to find them in. Selenium. A deficiency in selenium could play a role in sleep abnormalities. It's also critical for your immune system function and thyroid function. With selenium, a little bit can go a long way. Great sources are Brazil nuts, sunflower seeds, beef, oysters, chicken, and crimini mushrooms. Vitamin C. A study published by the Public Library of Science revealed that people with low blood levels of vitamin C had more sleep issues and were more prone to waking up during the night. Excellent sources of vitamin C are superfoods like camu camu berry, amla berry, and acerola cherry, as well as more everyday foods like bell peppers, green leafy vegetables, kiwi fruit, strawberries, citrus fruits, and papaya. Tryptophan. This is a critical nutrient because it's the precursor to your body's serotonin production. Tryptophan is found in turkey, chicken, eggs, sweet potatoes, chia seeds, hemp seeds, bananas, pumpkin seeds, almonds, yogurt, and green leafy vegetables. Potassium. A study published in the journal Sleep found that potassium may be helpful for those who have trouble staying asleep. Bananas are often touted as the best source of potassium, but there are far better sources, especially if you want to avoid the excess sugar. Leafy greens, potatoes, dulse, which is a mineral-rich sea veggie, broccoli, crimini mushrooms, and avocados are excellent sources of potassium. If you love guacamole, this is probably the best news ever. Calcium. The journal European Neurology published a study showing that disturbances in REM sleep were linked to a calcium deficiency. Great sources of bioavailable calcium are kale, collard greens, mustard greens, sardines, sea veggies, and sesame seeds. Vitamin D. According to the Journal of Clinical Sleep Medicine, there is a strong correlation between vitamin D deficiency and excessive daytime sleepiness. There are a few food sources of vitamin D, such as swordfish, salmon, tuna, mackerel, shiitake mushrooms, and oysters, but the optimal way to get your vitamin D levels up, as the research indicates, is through smart exposure to natural sunlight. We talked about this thoroughly in Chapter 2, which you can always refer back to if needed, but as you know, it isn't always possible to get the adequate sunlight we need because of where we live and the time of year. This would be a smart place to supplement, at least part of the year, with an intelligently produced vitamin D3 supplement. D3 is the specific type of vitamin D you need. You can check out my favorite sources for vitamin D3 supplements through the bonus resource guide found at sleepsmarterbook.com/bonus. Omega-3s. A study conducted by the University of Oxford found that omega-3s can help you get deeper, more restful sleep. Some food sources of omega-3s are chia seeds, pumpkin seeds, hemp seeds, walnuts, halibut, salmon, and flax seeds. A note about omega-3 fatty acids is that they are known to be heat sensitive, so excess heat could damage the sensitive oils you are trying to get. This is why opting for cold processed oils like flax oil, fish oil, and krill oil from a reputable brand is a good idea. Melatonin. Some foods actually have small amounts of melatonin in them, and some foods have been found to help raise your body's production of melatonin. Tart cherries are far and away the food source with the highest amount of melatonin, but there are also tiny amounts found in walnuts, ginger root, and asparagus. Some of the foods that have been found to naturally boost your body's melatonin levels are pineapples, the leader in one particular study, tomatoes, bananas, and oranges. Vitamin B6. This essential vitamin helps to modulate your body's stress response and relax your nervous system. Some of the best sources of vitamin B6 are bananas, yogurt, sugar-free and organic, please, cashews, peanut butter, almonds, avocados, fish, tomatoes, spinach, sweet potatoes, sea veggies, and eggs. Probiotics and prebiotics. Probiotic supplements are becoming very popular today, but there are also many foods that can provide the beneficial flora that can help promote healthy digestion. Many long-lived cultures in human history have found some form of fermented food or beverage to be very beneficial. Here are a few that have stood the test of time. Sauerkraut, kimchi, pickles. You can pickle just about anything. Miso, yogurt, dairy and non-dairy, kefir, dairy and non-dairy, and kombucha. This doesn't mean that you should start gobbling down commercial yogurt products or popping probiotic pills for that matter. The bacteria strains found in these different items vary greatly, and what you may need to heal your gut and heal your digestion may be radically different from the next person's needs. If you suspect that you may have an issue with gut dysbiosis, I highly recommend you check out the resources at sleepsmarterbook.com/bonus for more targeted information. Another useful factor in helping the friendly flora to thrive in your system rather than the unfriendly flora is the addition of smart prebiotic foods. Prebiotics are essentially compounds that aid the growth or activity of probiotics within your system. Proven prebiotic foods for a healthy belly and body are things like Jerusalem artichokes, raw garlic, raw and cooked onions, dandelion greens, and asparagus, just to name a few. There are many other foods and nutrients that are important for human health. The great thing about eating real foods is that you'll get a whole host of other nutrients that come along with the ones above, all in a delicious, bioavailable form. It should go without saying that these foods would ideally be organic and minimally processed, especially after learning what chemical additives can do to your gut health. All of these nutrients are incredibly valuable, but there is one more that just might be in a league of its own. One mighty mineral. Magnesium is a certified anti-stress mineral. It helps to balance blood sugar, optimize circulation and blood pressure, relax tense muscles, reduce pain, and calm the nervous system. Yet, because it has so many functions, it tends to get depleted from our bodies rather fast. Magnesium deficiency is likely the number one mineral deficiency in our world today. Estimates show that upwards of 80% of the population in the United States is deficient in magnesium. And some experts say that these numbers are actually conservative. Chances are, you're not getting enough magnesium into your system, and getting your magnesium levels up can almost instantly reduce your body's stress load and improve the quality of your sleep. Not only is magnesium important for optimizing your sleep, it's critical to your health and longevity overall. A study published in the Journal of Intensive Care Medicine showed that people deficient in magnesium were twice as likely to die prematurely. I don't know about you, but I don't want to clock out before my time. Optimizing your magnesium levels can be key to living a long, healthy life. When discussing magnesium, Mark Hyman, MD, director of the Cleveland Clinic Center for Functional Medicine, states, "This critical mineral is actually responsible for over 300 enzyme reactions and is found in all of your tissues, but mainly in your bones, muscles, and brain. You must have it for your cells to make energy, for many different chemical pumps to work, to stabilize membranes, and to help muscles relax." Magnesium levels can be a serious problem or a serious benefit depending on where you lie on the spectrum. This is definitely not something to take lightly. In addition to the proven impact magnesium has on your body, research shows that one of the central symptoms of magnesium deficiency is chronic insomnia. This is valuable information to know because simply getting your magnesium levels up can have a huge impact on your sleep quality very quickly. Get it up the smart way. Because of our high-stress world and the way that magnesium is used up in the body, food alone likely will not solve the issue of magnesium deficiency. Supplementation may not be the best method to get your magnesium levels up either. Research has shown that a large percentage of magnesium is lost in the digestive process. So, what do we typically do to compensate with the supplement? Take more, of course. The problem is that taking too much of a low-budget internal magnesium supplement can have you sprinting to the bathroom faster than Usain Bolt. Magnesium actually pulls more water through your bowels, which can lead to one or many unexpected bathroom breaks. In layman's terms, you might end up with disaster pants. Quality is everything when it comes to your magnesium sources. High-quality supplementation can be helpful in small amounts, as well as a diet high in magnesium-rich foods. See the power tips sections coming up just a moment. But the most effective method of safely and effectively boosting your magnesium levels is through topical application onto your skin. The fact that your body can absorb magnesium transdermally through the skin has been known for hundreds of years. Have you ever heard that taking a bath in Epsom salts was great for eliminating pain, reducing stress, and getting a good night's sleep? Epsom salt is actually a form of magnesium called magnesium sulfate. Today, radically better forms of topical magnesium have been developed. Things like magnesium bath flakes and standard magnesium oils are usually 20% absorbable at best. The topical magnesium that I use and that I recommend for my clients is 100% bioavailable and 100% pure, and the stuff just flat out works. A night hardly ever goes by that I don't rub this magnesium into my skin because I've consistently found that my sleep quality is even better when I use it. Again, because a large percentage of magnesium is lost in the digestive process, the ideal form of magnesium is transdermal through supercritical extracts. You can find out more information on my favorite topical magnesium, Ease Magnesium, in the bonus resource guide at sleepsmarterbook.com/bonus. Good sleep nutrients, power tip number one. Keep the topical magnesium right by your bedside and apply it right before you hop under the covers. The best places to apply it are, number one, anywhere that you are sore. Hopefully you're following my exercise advice covered in chapter 11 coming up soon. Number two, in the center of your chest, a major position aligned with your heart, one of the most magnesium-dependent organs in your body, and your thymus gland, one of the major regulators of your immune system. Three, around your neck and shoulders. This is where many people carry a lot of their stress. Spray it on liberally and massage it in. 4 to 6 sprays per area is a great baseline to go with. Good sleep nutrients, power tip number 2. Incorporate magnesium-rich foods into your diet too. A study done by James Penland, PhD, at the Human Nutrition Research Center in Grand Forks, North Dakota, found that a diet high in magnesium and low in aluminum were associated with deeper, uninterrupted sleep. Green leafy veggies, seeds like pumpkin and sesame, and superfoods like spirulina and Brazil nuts can provide a very concentrated source of magnesium for you. Good sleep nutrients, power tip number 3. There are several potential causes of constantly waking up in the middle of the night, but one commonly overlooked cause is trouble in the gastrointestinal tract, namely parasites. It's a big mistake to believe that parasites exist only in underdeveloped countries. They can definitely be more prevalent there, but parasites are everywhere. It's just the way the planet works. These are opportunistic organisms that want to stow away in your belly and tissues and use you like public transportation with an all-you-can-eat buffet. Research has shown that parasites can make you outright sick, but they can also do things like influence your food cravings and, according to New York Times bestselling author Amy Myers, MD, even upset your body's circadian rhythms and disrupt your sleep. Parasites can be picked up through food, water, pets, unprotected sex, public toilet seats, and other ways as well. It's not something to freak out about because a strong immune system will help you to keep these organisms off and out of you. However, because so many people's health is already compromised today, getting a parasitic infection becomes that much easier. This is yet another reason why fortifying your immune system through eating more good sleep nutrients and more immunosupportive nutrition overall is so important to your health. If you are consistently waking up at night and you think parasites might be a problem, it's better to be safe than sorry and get this checked out. The problem is that standard forms of testing don't give extensive, accurate results. According to Dr. Myers, quote, "The best way to test for a parasite is to get a stool test. Most doctors will run a conventional stool test if they suspect a parasite. However, these are not as accurate as a comprehensive stool test that we use in functional medicine," end quote. You can find out how to get an accurate, comprehensive test done anywhere in the United States, as well as a few additional countries, by utilizing the information in the Sleep Smarter Bonus Resource Guide. Be like Harrison Ford in the movie Air Force One and tell the stowaways, "Get off my plane." Good sleep nutrients, power tip number 4. Do your best to avoid potentially gut-damaging chemicals that can hinder serotonin and melatonin production. Strive to eat organic, locally grown, unprocessed foods for the bulk of your diet. Leave some room for some fun stuff, but make it a mandate that the vast majority of your foods are safe and nourishing for your gut health, brain, and sleep. Be sure to get in 3 to 5 servings of the foods contained in the good sleep nutrients section that we talked about, and you'll be well on your way to improving your sleep from the inside out. Chapter 8, Create a Sleep Sanctuary. If getting rejuvenating sleep is a high priority for you, then you need to take some essential actions to treat it as such. The bedroom should be used for 2 things primarily. 1, sleep, and 2, we'll get to in just a moment. Humans are creatures of habit and habitat. The human brain is always looking for patterns so they can automate behavior based on our environment. After a while, you don't have to consciously think about what you do when you go into different rooms in your home at certain times each day. You just go into those rooms and you do them. It may be walking into the kitchen in the morning and flipping on the coffee maker. It may be strolling into the living room after work and turning on the TV. It may be stepping into the bathroom at night, grabbing your toothbrush, and brushing your teeth. You don't really have to put a lot of thought into these things. They just seem to happen. As a matter of fact, if you try to do them differently, they might even seem uncomfortable. Have you ever tried brushing your teeth with the opposite hand? It can feel so awkward that you might as well be brushing with your feet. Why do these behaviors become so automated? And why is it so difficult to do something differently? To put it simply, This is how your brain is wired, and it's all thanks to the amazing power of something called myelin. Myelin is a fatty material that coats, protects, and insulates nerves, enabling them to quickly conduct impulses between the brain and different parts of the body. Myelin wraps around nerve pathways, which control your activities, and it grows each time an action is repeated, making the signal move much faster and much more smoothly over time. This is what's responsible for what we often refer to as muscle memory. The growth of myelin is what creates the difference between someone's first unusual swing at driving a golf ball, where they have to think about every single detail and still only hit it half as far as they're capable of, versus years of swinging and being able to drive a ball great lengths without even worrying about the mechanics. Not everyone starts off hitting the ball hundreds of yards like Happy Gilmore, and the greatest golfers in the world have so automated the behavior that it comes just as naturally to them as breathing. Neurons that fire together wire together. So what you do repeatedly will, in fact, become a solid structure in your brain. When it comes to your sleeping environment, if you allow your bedroom to be a place where a lot of random activities take place, then you probably aren't creating a strong neural association to sleep when you go in there. When you step into your bedroom, parts of your brain might light up expecting to watch television or to break out the laptop for doing work or for answering emails or scrolling through social media sites. Your brain is going to do what it's used to doing, not necessarily what you want it to do. You may think that you are a big grown-up adult and you can make your own decisions about when you sleep, but we all are really just supersized babies with the same basic programming. The environment you create in your bedroom and the things you do in your bedroom can have a significant impact on the quality of sleep that you get. One big takeaway point is that bringing your office work to bed with you can be one of the most offensive sleep crimes that you can commit. Not only is it creating a negative neuroassociation with sleep, but it can also spell serious trouble for your love life if you're not careful. We'll talk more about these things to possibly extract from your bedroom to improve the quality of your sleep in Chapter 12. For now, let's focus on what small additions you can make to your bedroom to create a sleep sanctuary and get the best sleep possible. Breathe again. When you picture a sanctuary, what do you think of? Fresh air, flowing water, beautiful plants, and a serene environment may come to mind. The good news is that these are all things you can recreate in your own private sleep sanctuary. Fresh air is very important. Did you know that the ions in the air you breathe can become stale and actually less energizing? The air you breathe carries more than just oxygen into your cells. It also carries other ionic elements that are vital for your health and well-being. As the air inside your home becomes stagnant, the ions in the air start to lose their negative charge. To fix this, you simply need to get the air moving again. Something as simple as opening a window or turning on a fan can re-energize the air in your bedroom. If you're in a crazy situation where you don't have a window or it's 20 below zero outside, you can use a high-quality air ionizer to revitalize the air in your home. Negative ions are present in abundance near waterfalls, ocean surf, rivers, and mountains. Many of us have experienced breathing the, quote, fresh air in those environments and experientially know the healing benefits. You can actually simulate some of those positive effects by utilizing the right air ionizer. Negative ions improve our health in three significant ways. One, they make the air more energizing by providing free electrons. Two, they oxidize odors, fungi, mold, parasites, and toxic chemical gases. Three, they bind to dust, pollen, cigarette smoke, and pet dander to form larger particles, which make them much easier to remove from your home. Air ionizers are not just good for your sleeping space, they're good for your home in general. There are several air ionizers on the market, but you can find a list of my favorites in the bonus resource guide at sleepsmarterbook.com/bonus. At a minimum, if you're in a situation where fresh air can't flow through your home via a window or a fan during the winter months, try using a basic humidifier. Not only can this improve the air quality and help you sleep, but it can also prevent your mucous membranes from drying out and making you more susceptible to an infection. Humidifiers bring a bit of moisture back to the air, providing that water element that we'd find in a sanctuary environment. In addition, some people find that the sounds of tabletop fountains or mini waterfalls are great for relaxing and sleeping better at night. Obviously, I'm not talking about the drip from a leaky faucet, but studies show that both your heartbeat and breathing slow down after listening to running water. The sound of running water can actually have an impressive effect on people who have a history of sleep problems. Garden of Eden. One of the things synonymous with paradise is plant life. There are so many great benefits that you can get from having plants in your home that it's just too much to ignore. Now, you don't have to have plants dominating your crib like in Little Shop of Horrors, but having an intelligently chosen house plant or two can really do wonders. Take the English ivy, for example. NASA listed it as the number one air-filtering house plant. It has an unmatched ability to absorb formaldehyde, which is a known neurotoxin, and most of us are exposed to this in our highly industrialized world today all the time. It's incredibly easy to grow, and it's adaptable. You can have it as a hanging or floor plant, and it requires moderate temperatures and medium sunlight. Another great plant for your sleep sanctuary is the perennial snake plant. It doesn't require much light or water to thrive. What's most impressive about it is that it absorbs carbon dioxide and releases oxygen during the night, while most plants do this during the day. So it's the perfect plant to keep in your bedroom for a boost in air quality. Not to be negated, the sight and smell of certain plants also have a calming effect on the human body. Take the viney plant jasmine, for example. According to a study by the Wheeling Jesuit University in West Virginia, jasmine has a positive effect on the quality of sleep one gets, decreasing anxiety and improving the attitude one has after waking up. The smell of jasmine wasn't found to make people sleep more, but instead to improve the quality of sleep by reducing interruptions in normal sleep patterns. Though jasmine hasn't been a traditional houseplant, it's now starting to grow in popularity. Additionally, the essential oils of jasmine and other plants have been shown to have many of the same positive effects. You can use an essential oil diffuser or simply dab a couple of drops right onto your pillowcase just before bed if you like to utilize the benefits that way. Whether it's getting some plants, adding the soothing sound of water, or improving the air quality, do whatever it takes for you to feel relaxed and comfortable in your sleep sanctuary. Make your bedroom a sacred place where peace, calm, and relaxation are overflowing. Then, when you walk into your sleep sanctuary, it'll be easy to peacefully drift off to your dreams. Sleep sanctuary power tip number one. Get at least one houseplant to improve the air quality in your home and go from there. If you don't have a green thumb and can barely take care of your own personal grooming, let alone a plant, and get a really low-maintenance plant, please. The pros of having a houseplant are simply too good to pass up. Just make sure that it's something that suits you and not an additional stressor. If you don't have a good resource for houseplants, simply check out the options in the Sleep Smarter Bonus Resource Guide to see where to find many of the most popular varieties. Some can even be delivered right to your door. Sleep Sanctuary Power Tip Number 2. If you share a sleeping space with someone else, make an agreement with them to keep office work out of the bedroom. This is a sacred space for both of you, and usually it just takes a heart-to-heart conversation to make sure that everyone is on the same page. The biggest person to hold to this agreement is yourself. So have the discipline to keep your bed reserved for sleep and what's coming up next in Chapter 9. Chapter 9. Have a big O. This is the other primary thing that the bedroom should be used for, as if you didn't know. Having an orgasm can be like a full-on sedative for most people. Research shows that during orgasm, both women and men release a cocktail of chemicals, including oxytocin, serotonin, norepinephrine, vasopressin, and the pituitary hormone prolactin. But the proof is in the pudding, right? Even though most of us know that orgasm can induce sleep, are people actually using this to their advantage? Let's take a deeper look at this chemical cocktail to understand why sex can be so helpful for getting a great night's sleep. Oxytocin. Oxytocin is sometimes referred to as the love hormone or the cuddle hormone because it promotes bonding between people when they're engaged in intimate activities like hugging, touching, and of course, having sex. Oxytocin levels are increased through orgasm, and according to research published in the journal Regulatory Peptides, oxytocin has a calming effect that counters the effects of cortisol and helps to promote sleep. Oxytocin is normally produced in the hypothalamus and stored in the pituitary gland. With its deep connection to the major glands and organs in the body, its release also triggers a cascade of bodily events, including the release of other feel-good chemicals called endorphins. This rush of relaxing hormones and endorphins when you release can be just the thing to set you up for great sleep. And a little fun fact about the word endorphins. It's derived from the words endogenous, which means produced from within, and morphine, from Morpheus, the god of sleep in Greek mythology. Serotonin. Since we've discussed serotonin in previous chapters, you already know the tremendous influence that it has on your sleep. Sex is just another way you can instantly up your body's release of this powerful anti-stress neurotransmitter. Serotonin also flows when you feel significant or important. So it's not just about the sex. It's about the relationships, the connection, and the experience overall. According to research published in the journal Progress in Neurobiology, serotonin is critical in obtaining and maintaining normal sleep-wake cycles, just like the adrenal-based hormone norepinephrine. Norepinephrine. Also referred to as noradrenaline, norepinephrine functions in the human brain and body as a hormone and neurotransmitter. It has an important role in regulating your body's arousal system and maintaining normal states of sleep. At the onset of sleep, serotonin is secreted, which increases deep, non-REM sleep. Secretion of norepinephrine takes place during REM sleep to help promote the efficacy of REM sleep and all of the physiological benefits that it provides. Research indicates that the fluctuation between these stages of sleep is largely due to the relationship between these two neurotransmitters. Norepinephrine is also involved in the synthesis of melatonin, and it helps to regulate normal sleep-wake cycles that way as well. Released by the central nervous system, autonomic nervous system, and adrenals, norepinephrine plays a crucial part in balancing the overall stress response in the body. Vasopressin. A study published in the Journal of Clinical Psychopharmacology found that vasopressin increases sleep quality and decreases levels of cortisol in relationship to sleep. Vasopressin is synthesized in the hypothalamus and stored in the posterior pituitary. Evidence suggests that it plays an important role in social behavior, sexual motivation, pair bonding, and overall responses to stress. It's a fairly complex hormone with many functions, but the fact that it can be released directly into the brain after sex leads researchers to believe that it helps increase the relaxation response along with oxytocin. Prolactin. Prolactin is a hormone that's linked to sexual satisfaction and it's also heavily related to sleep. Studies show that prolactin levels are naturally higher during sleep, and animals injected with this chemical become tired immediately. Studies clearly demonstrate that plasma prolactin concentrations are substantially increased for more than an hour following orgasm for both men and women. With that said, we can finally understand why sex is sometimes referred to as sleeping with someone. Because prolactin is connected with sexual satisfaction, its release is the reason that men generally can't, quote, go another round and need time to recover. It's also important to note that men produce 4 times more prolactin when having an orgasm through intercourse as compared to masturbation. For women, prolactin surges are deeply connected to the quality of orgasm and subsequent sexual satisfaction, according to research that was published in the Journal of Sexual Medicine. This pituitary hormone is associated with improved immune system function, great sleep, and improved quality of life. It's yet another reason to get a little closer and enjoy the health-giving benefits of the Big O. Doing it the other way. Not only does good sex lead to good sleep, but according to recent studies, good sleep also leads to good sex. A study published in the Journal of Sexual Medicine found that women who got a more optimal amount of sleep had greater levels of sexual desire and greater sexual arousal during sex. There was also found to be a 14% increase in the likelihood of sexual activity the next day after great sleep. This should be a big note to the significant others out there. If you want a healthy, happy woman, then you have to do what you can to ensure that she gets great sleep at night too. Lack of sleep leads to lowered libido and poor sexual health in both sexes. Testosterone is a huge player in this, and data provided by the journal Brain Research found that sleep deprivation intrinsically leads to reduced testosterone in men. Low testosterone can give way to a whole host of issues, such as increased storage of body fat, depression, and even erectile dysfunction. According to John L. Pryor, MD, professor of urologic surgery at the University of Minnesota Medical School in Minneapolis, he says that, quote, sleep deprivation can increase your risk of erectile dysfunction, end quote. This is because testosterone levels plummet when you don't get enough sleep. And to exacerbate the situation even more, you might not even care too much because low testosterone leads to low sexual drive. To improve your sexual health, it is a must that you improve your sleep. This is one of the force multipliers that people commonly look past in efforts to regain their vitality, energy, and desire. Lack of sleep can make things exponentially worse, and high quality sleep can make things exponentially better. Practicing safe sleep. Sex and orgasm have many benefits that go far beyond the realm of sleep, from boosting the immune system, to fighting depression, to actually helping you to live a longer life. Our ability to have and give orgasms is tightly linked to our health and well-being. And just to be clear again on why this is so effective, the brain is actually the largest sex organ because of the vital role it plays in sexual arousal. Whoever said size doesn't matter? Cultivating your brain-body connection is critical to a fulfilling sex life and getting the best sleep ever. Be responsible, have fun, and enjoy the benefits that the big O can add to your life. The big O power tip number one. Communication is always the key in this area. Everyone is different, and what satisfies one person might not do a thing for another. Find out what your lover likes and find out what you like. Share this info with them because being a clairvoyant is not on most of our resumes. Share with your partner what turns you on and what takes you over the top. I promise you that this data will be valuable for you both. The big O power tip number two. Nutrition and exercise are also a critical part of supporting your sexual health. Be sure to include plenty of the good sleep nutrients and foods that we talked about in chapter 7 in your diet every day. And most of them are proven to support the reproductive system too. There will be more powerhouse nutrition and exercise information coming up in later chapters. So be ready to take action on it, and you'll soon see the results for yourself. Big O power tip number three. Get physical. An obvious aspect of sex's impact on sleep is the physical exertion involved. When you put in some work bumping and grinding, you'll naturally feel more fatigued after the session is over. You don't just have to lay there most of the time all vanilla ice cream style. Move around, get involved, and put your back into it. Lying back and receiving is super fine as well, but if you want to earn your sleep black belt, then you've got to put some work in too. Chapter 10. Get it blacked out. It's a well-established fact that we sleep better in a dark environment, yet so many people aren't taking full advantage of this. Having light sources of any type in your bedroom can disrupt your sleep patterns, and even using an eye mask is not going to be 100% effective for most people. Did you know that your skin actually has receptors that can pick up light? These photoreceptors are similar to those found in your retina, so your skin can literally see. Researchers at Brown University discovered that skin cells also make rhodopsin, which is a light-sensitive chemical found in the retina. If there's light in your bedroom, your body is picking it up and sending messages to your brain and organs that can interfere with your sleep. One study conducted at Cornell University took action to test this out. The researchers put a fiber optic cable behind the knee of a test subject and illuminated a patch of skin that was no bigger than the size of a quarter. Even though the subject slept in what was otherwise complete darkness, the small amount of light was enough to affect the subject's body temperature and melatonin secretion. This reiterates the point that it's not just about covering your eyes, it's about creating a sleep environment that helps bring about the best sleep possible. The dark side of light. Sleeping in total darkness is so significant that nighttime light has been dubbed light pollution. Light pollution refers to any adverse effects from artificial light. Humans, and most other organisms for that matter, evolved to adjust to predictable light and dark phases to set their circadian clocks. Once artificial light became the societal norm, it effectively changed the length of our days. Instead of a 12-hour day, we can now artificially create a 24-hour day with non-stop light exposure. Though research indicates that some ancient human civilizations slept a similar amount of hours as our society today, it's the quality of sleep that's so drastically different. Our natural light and dark cycles are being disrupted, and our sleep is suffering as a result. One of the most devastating impacts of this light pollution is the confirmed effect on melatonin production. Studies show that exposure to room light during usual hours of sleep suppresses melatonin levels by more than 50%. That's not good. We've already discussed how valuable melatonin is for sleep, but there are many other things that it supports in your body. Melatonin has been proven to improve immune system function, normalize blood pressure, reduce the proliferation of cancer cells and tumor growth, including leukemia, enhance DNA protection and free radical scavenging, decrease risk of osteoporosis, decrease risk of plaques in the brain, like those seen in Alzheimer's disease, alleviate migraines and other pain, improve thyroid function, and improve insulin sensitivity and weight reduction. Melatonin is like the Bo Jackson of hormones. If it has something to do with your health, melatonin knows how to help. Not getting enough sleep and not sleeping in darkness will age you faster and suck away your vitality. So, with all of the newfound data to back this up, the best solution for improving your sleep is to get your room blacked out. Get yourself some of the now popular blackout curtains that are available at most retailers, and get any other sources of nonstop light out of your bedroom as well. Do these two things tonight, and I promise you that you'll thank me for tomorrow. Sleep experts suggest that your room be so dark that you can't see your hand in front of your face. I grew up with nightlights, so this was a really big step for me too. Speaking of nightlights, researchers from the Xi Eye Institute at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia discovered that even a simple nightlight could contribute to myopia in children and lead to significant vision problems later in life. In the study, 479 children under the age of 2 were put into one of three categories. Sleeps in A, total darkness, B, with a nightlight on, or C, with a room light on. The results were shocking. The researchers found that 10% of the children who slept in the dark ended up being nearsighted, while 34% of the children who slept with a nightlight and 55% of the children who slept in a lightened room developed nearsightedness. Though the study didn't account for every variable, it's definitely something to consider. This isn't just important for us as adults. It's also important if you have children and grandchildren. Sleeping in total darkness is something that our genes expect us to do. Today, it's not uncommon to have lights of some type beaming into your room all night long. Because you can't control the world outside, you need to take full control of the world in your home. New headlights and street lamps that use LEDs emit some of the most sleep-zapping light spectrums of all. This is why getting some blackout shades is so significant. Take action to turn your bedroom into a nice, cozy sleep cave. Personally, this is the one thing that instantly had a beneficial impact on my sleep. I blacked out my bedroom and have been getting the best sleep of my life ever since.